today, Smart 7. PSNI suffers a second data breach, South America's Amazon Alliance, and lots more. It's Thursday, 10th of August. It's World Lion Day. And happy birthday, Kylie Jenner.
The Smart 7. It's news, but not the news.
It's going from bad to worse for police in Northern Ireland after not one, but now two data breaches have been revealed. The second breach is down to a theft of a spreadsheet with the names of 200 officers and staff and comes less than 24 hours after a monumental leak of staff information. The PSNI apologised after human error resulted in the information being published online in response to a Freedom of Information request. It's a serious breach, including the surname, initials, rank or grade, work location and departments of all PSNI staff, but not their home addresses. Sinn Féin's Gerry Kelly explained the scale of this breach.
It runs from the Chief Constable himself down, right down to officers who are involved in surveillance and roles which have a veil of secrecy attached to them. This here data breach has basically broken that trust for the officers. So now looking forward, they will think, well, what's going to happen next? Is there going to be a data breach next week where, for example, my personal details, home details, vehicle details are in the public domain?
Chair of the Police Federation in Northern Ireland, Liam Kelly, says the situation is causing real concern for serving officers.
This is a colossal breach. It is every single member of both the police officers and the PSNI staff, which is, could be up to 10,000 individuals involved. It's probably the biggest data breach that I can certainly remember.
The breaches have rocked the PSNI, who already face serious terrorist threats on a daily basis, and calls have been made for an independent inquiry into how it happened. Alliance Party leader Naomi Long believes it's more serious than first thought.
That a relatively junior member of staff had access to this information and was able to make such an error raises questions about systemic failure.
It's all been about the Bibi Stockholm barge in the UK this week as rows over the controversial government plan for housing migrants continue. On Wednesday, it emerged about 20 of the first men to make the floating holding centre their home were granted a last-minute reprieve and allowed to leave the vessel. Apparently, it's all down to lawyers challenging the decision to move them onto the barge moored off the Dorset coast after some claimed a fear of water due to previous traumas. But Tory MP and Immigration Minister Robert Jenrick was looking to the future and promised that the government would sort out the current backlog of asylum seekers.
The last 8 weeks of data show record levels of decision making. So I'm very confident that we will make good on the promise that we made in December to clear the legacy backlog by the end of the year.
An alliance to fight deforestation in the Amazon has been launched by eight countries in South America. Led by Brazilian President Lula da Silva, the Amazon Cooperation Treaty Organization have vowed to stop the world's biggest rainforest from reaching a point of no return. All eight countries signed an agreement to promote more sustainable development in the region, end deforestation, and work together to fight the organised crime that fuels it. Mauro Vieira is Brazil's foreign minister and says the alliance will bring the region together.
No. It will not divide the region. There has been an agreement, and in the end, there has been an understanding on the issue of deforestation.
But the summit didn't meet the demands of environmentalists or indigenous groups who wanted an outright ban on deforestation by 2030. Sarah Sullivan is an Irish journalist based in Rio. She says the new plan is not welcomed by everyone.
People are very disappointed. I mean, the eight countries came together and they came out with a nice document that they all signed saying that they want sustainable development. But the sense here is that it was a very vague document. It didn't really make any kind of concrete, real response to what we're dealing with.
Now, ever heard of a search warrant for a former president's Twitter account? Well, neither had we. But that's what's happened during special counsel Jack Smith's criminal investigation into Donald Trump. And what's more, an internal Trump campaign memo revealed on Tuesday just how Donald and his team tried to interfere with the election process in multiple states after it was clear he had lost the 2020 presidential race. But as usual, Trump doesn't let real life get in the way of a good campaign speech. Here he is playing to his base.
So this is all about election interference, but that isn't quite good enough. Crooked Joe now wants the thug prosecutor, this deranged guy, to file a court order taking away my First Amendment rights so that I can't speak.
Still to come on the Smart 7, FIFA's football power play, and Seth Rogen predicts the future.
Right after this. Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Welcome back.
It's all kicking off in the football family as La Liga president Javier Tebas has accused FIFA president Gianni Infantino of a power grab. It's all about FIFA's decision to expand the World Cup and Club World Cup, which he sees as a threat to the Spanish league. The Club World Cup will be increased from 7 to 32 teams from 2025 and the World Cup to 48 nations a year later, which Tebas says will put unbearable pressure on the football calendar and severely damage European clubs.
I think it's more a power issue. Infantino has long wanted this Club World Cup to compete really with the Champions League, and so there's a difference in power between FIFA and UEFA because of that.
The Hollywood writers' strike reached its 100-day anniversary with no hint of an agreement. They're striking to seek better pay, stricter safeguards against the use of AI, and improved conditions. But union members on the picket lines are starting to worry about their savings and professional options running out. Speaking on Wednesday, actor Seth Rogen says the SAG-AFTRA strike is going to end up worse for studios.
I think the studios have a great distance to go, probably a greater one when it goes to them getting on the same page. These are people who hate each other, people who are in direct competition with one another. When this strike ends, they go back to being enemies. When this strike ends for us, we go back to being co-workers.
You know what they say, don't dip your pen in company ink, especially if you're up for the same promotion. Fair Play is the new knockout Netflix thriller pitting a couple against each other at work. Starring Phoebe Diviner and Alden Ehrenreich, it's about a couple who don't just live together, they also work together as analysts in the high-stakes and high-pressure world of finance, forced to abide by company policy and keep their relationship a secret. And when one gets a promotion over the other, things start to unravel. It's not out until September.
I'm not quitting. This firm has become my religion. You have become my God. You give me this opportunity, I will give you everything I got.
Are you out of your mind? You're gonna end our relationship by setting off a bomb.
You've been listening to the Smart 7 Ireland edition. We'll be back tomorrow at 7 a.m. Hit the follow button and have a great day.
Give us 7 minutes and we'll give you the world.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. and it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, this is Kira from the Smart 7 Ireland edition. Just to let you know, we're pausing this podcast from Friday the 25th of August, but you can still get up to speed in just 7 minutes if you search the Smart 7 and catch up with our UK edition. Thanks for listening.